time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes in our lives, as we experience the ebb and flow of life, of great highs and sometimes really low lows, it is easy to become discouraged. There are points and seasons in our lives where it seems as if we're just working while waiting for something to happen. At times, we become so engulfed in our faithful working that we are made to wonder, is there anything more than what I'm experiencing right now? It's easy to just simply feel stuck during these times and seasons and make the pathway up seem so close, yet so far. Recently, I was driving down the highway and just talking to God concerning my future. I had to learn to move my conversations with God from a place of discouragement and to a place that begins to speak well of what God has for me over me as I talk with God. My speaking good things doesn't cause God to move any faster in his plan for my life, but it does let him know that I am ever so convinced that this is not all there is and that there is yet more on the horizon that God has for me. I don't want to go to God with my complaints, but with my thanks. I thank him for what has yet to be revealed in my life and for promises yet fulfilled. I took great note from the children of Israel, as God delivered them from the captivity of Pharaoh. They were delayed in getting to the promised land because of their constant murmuring and complaining, among other things. It has been recorded that the journey to Canaan should have only taken somewhat about 11 days, but it took 40 years. I don't want anything in my life to be delayed because I can't quit complaining. We've got to learn to turn our complaints into thanks. Our thanking him is our letting God know we stand in agreement with whatever he has planned for our lives. So to finish the story of my drive, as I made close to prayer, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, there shall be a performance. And I know that's not just a word for me this morning, but somebody has been praying and believing God for your next level and your next dimension. And God wants you to know there shall be a performance. Why? Because any work that God begins, he will surely bring it to completion. Glory to God. Actually, what God has started in your life, he has already completed in eternity. He's not waiting on the parameters of time to move on your behalf. What he is doing has already been done. It just has yet to manifest into time. I told the story of praying and to make it a habit to pray because you've got to understand sometimes what you see with your natural eyes will confuse you and discourage you. If you discern that God is telling you, for instance, to get ready to purchase your first home, but your credit is shot and you don't have sufficient savings for the down payment, what you see may deter you. Some folks, God may be speaking to you to get yourself on the road to repair your credit and save some money. But for others, as you hear God speak to your spirit, he might have supernatural debt cancellation in mind and might have some provision already archived for your down payment. But if you are praying according to the visible of your situation, glory to God, you may miss the provision of the invisible God. And I don't believe that God's timing is moved by our words. No matter what we say, God knows what's best for us. And sometimes his plan is for us to just wait. But for some of us, if we just learn to thank God over and above what we see, I believe he would begin to open doors and make ways where there weren't any, all because of our ability to put faith over sight, to believe that God is able to do anything but fail. Glory to God. You've got to believe, my brother and my sister, there shall be a performance in your life of the plan of God in your life. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you now. This is not the end, but only the beginning of what God will do in your life. Glory to God. Joseph could have died in the pit, but God had work to perform in his life. Moses should have been killed when the Pharaoh ordered all the firstborn male babies to be killed, but God didn't allow it to be so because he had to perform in his life. You and I too should have been dead and gone or otherwise disqualified, but God says, I will perform and I'm going to do so until the very day of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for reminding us this morning that you will see the work you began in us to completion. Help us, God, to turn our complaints into thanksgiving and just give you the glory in spite of our current predicament that may attempt to cause us to believe that the best is behind us. We decree and declare that the best is yet to come in Jesus' name. So be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to take a moment today and wish someone a very, very special birthday. None other than Mrs. Josephine Johnson of Erie, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday to you. I love you and I thank God for you. And I pray you enjoy your special day. I am very sad I can't be there to celebrate with you today, but I am certainly with you in spirit. I love you. Happy birthday to you. People of God, it's up to you to make it a great day. I look forward to talking and seeing you again on tomorrow morning. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.